You are listening to Mark Hatmaker Rough and Tumble Raconteur. This is a grab bag of old school Western martial arts, resurrected indigenous ways and empirical musings tinged with a heavy dose of respect, admiration, let's call it hero worship, for these hosses of yore. Hey crew, this is Mark Hatmaker coming to you from the Command Sharia. I am recording the Command Sharia, but thanks to the wonders of technology, here it is. I'm actually out in Southwest Canyonland doing a little bit of adventure, whole lot of research, whole lot of leisure, whole lot of all of it, right? As long as we're living it right. Today's topic, we're going to talk about the devil is in the details. We're going to talk about something we recently posted in our social media called the neck tongue test. Let us know how deep in the weeds you got to go, or you can go, if you want to expedite your progress with the conditioning or old school combat tactics. Now, again, details are where it's at, man. But whether we're tweaking the counter-rotation of a jolt jab by 10 degrees to increase the power, we're talking about that one-inch shift of the cubital fossa to enhance the short-arm scissors, nerve compression, or if we're talking about using the center knuckle to anterior delt to control the inward tomahawk drive. I mean, we're talking about we could even be the merest spark of hip abduction and heel lift to transform a cross-abdominal crunch. If some of this might be gobbledygook, if you're in the black box brotherhood, you know what I'm talking about, because that's, you know, how deep in the weeds we get with so many things. But you get the picture. The devil is in the details. I mean, I'm talking literally what drives combat tactics on continually level playing fields are going to be the tweaks at the tail end of the bell curves. It's not going to be so much, oh, here's something old, brand spanking new, as so much as what was old, you're going to find out what's being left out or had been forgotten. So we want to resurrect this. Our marginal revolutions is what we're looking for, in the words of economist Tyler Cowen. You know, 1%, even sometimes even less than 1% growth is still a bit of growth. Now, I'm going to allow a wee example to fuel what we're talking about right here. We're going to do what's called the neck tongue test. You're going to be able to do this right now, even if you're driving a car and listening to this. Let's say we want to build up our neck musculature, be it for posture's sake, or let's say if we're a combat athlete, we want to have the resilience versus punches and cranks and chokes. Or maybe we're just building up the neck for simply for aesthetics. Like we're even doing all this lifting, we think, let's get everything nice and in alignment, right? Well, often when we're thinking about building the neck, people think about only really the musculature of the rear of the skull, and they go no further. That's why they're going to be doing some neck bridges and neck rocks or whatever. And still, yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, we're really dealing with the upper trapezius muscle, and there's really more efficient ways to go. But often, though, when we are talking about the neck, people think of the back of it only. Seldom do we address the neck as a three-handed 60-degree stalk of cervical spine-preserving musculature. So really, we need to do the entire circumference of this thing. So if we only do these general strokes without delving deeper into the devilish details, then we've got this is supporting our skull, man. This is our brain cases up in here. Our head is flapping around there. We can take one good bump from a rear end collision, and that could be a problem. So let's say we wish to train the front of the neck. Often, if we do so, a good tactic is to go with isometric resistance, which we can take either the palms of both hands, or we can close both fists and place them underneath our chins, and we're going to push upward into our chin, into our chin or our jaw, while we're driving the chin down at the same time with this contrary motion to feel that engagement of the front of the neck muscles, the sternocleidomastoid muscles. And you can even do that now if you want. Again, push down. Put two fists underneath that jaw. Push up with your fist. Push down with your chin. You're going to feel those muscles engage, right? So there you go. You've started working out your neck, right? You feel that? Excellent. Good to go. You're an athlete. Now, old school ways, combat or conditioning, are all about these devilish details, these seemingly hidden details, things that just don't show up. An old schooler would tell us what we just did was only half an exercise with that isometric push. So we're going to retest this the old school way. I want you to take one or both thumbs, and we're not doing the exercise right now. This is a test. I want you to take one or both thumbs and place them beneath your chin. Slide forward off the bone so you're there in that soft tissue right there, where if you were to press upward, you would push through the roof of your mouth. Don't push up. I just want you to feel how soft and lax that is there, right? Now, I just want you to know where to have that thumb at. Now, leave your thumb there. Now, take the tip of your tongue and press towards the roof of your mouth as hard as you can. Now, do you feel that muscle engagement on your thumb? How you pressed up with the tongue, but everything underneath there in that jaw just really tightened up? Yeah, excellent. Okay, now let's go back to that original exercise. Place both fists beneath the chin, and we're going to do that isometric exercise, but this time push hard with that tongue push towards the top. That is just simply one way of doubling or tripling the effectiveness of one single exercise. It's all about this synthesis, the synergistic effect of making more, learning how to engage more, turn particular muscles off whenever we're trying to work something, turn muscles on. We discover this, ad nauseum in our athletic conditioning material for wanting to work, you know, like our warrior abs. We got to turn off these hip flexors. We got to do all this. We got to make sure we're working what we're working on. Often these methods are not readily visible to the eye. People can look at photos and sometimes just look at videos and think, yeah, I think I understand what you're doing, but you may not. I mean, hell. I mean, it's just one teeny example of how detailed old school combat conditioning and our conditioning and old school combat tactics are. How devilishly detailed we get. I mean, I say that with no bluster. I mean, our unleaded conditioning materials and the combat material and black box program are built upon such resurrections and exploitations of details. Often what looks like something standard and known is not that at all. Again, that devil's in the details. Your expedited progress is going to be in those details. Hell, we're talking about something like warrior walking. We're talking about how we're using this for cardio. Hell, the material, when we're doing that, we're giving you like 15 pages of resources on it, let alone over an hour of instruction and going on something you do every day, putting one foot in front of another. And I guarantee you, anyone who's already been doing it and following it, they're quite pleased and going, yeah, in one hand you go, it's not remarkable. The other hand, it's a game changer. Same thing with so many things like the neck tongue test. Very small things. Again, hopefully you found that interesting. If you want more information, please go over to our website, extremeselfprotection.com, or go over to the blog, Indigenous Ability. I'll give you the link to all this, how to get over there and take a look and browse around to see if you want to jump aboard the Black Box Brotherhood, or at least try a sample program here or there, and see what you think. And I'm dead serious. It's devilishly deep in the detail. We work so hard on these resurrections. Hell, I'm headed to Canyonland right now. Well, actually in about 48 hours to go right back on some resources that is hard to get your hands on. So, here we go. Take care of yourself, crew. Well, if you dig what we just discussed today, I'd like to invite you to like and subscribe to the podcast. Hell, support it if you want. I'm not your dad. Do what you want. And if you're a glutton for punishment, just visit our website, extremeselfprotection.com. You'll find links to the blog, all of our products, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more pages of like musics.